There's another way of looking at this besides the Adolf sphere. And this condition here, that k prime minus k equals g, I've been calling it the diffraction condition. It's also called the Laue condition. And if you write it out graphically, it looks something like this. So k comes into the sample like this, k prime goes out towards the detector. If I take minus k, if k is coming in like this, minus k is going like that. So then this would be a g here. And most of the peaks come from elastic scattering. In elastic scattering, the wavelength does not change. So the absolute value of k equals the absolute value of k prime. And I rearrange this a little bit. I take the minus k and put it over by the g, and then I square both sides. And squaring a vector equation means you take the scalar product of the vector on the left. I've got then an equation that looks like this, k plus g equals k prime. This is the vector equation, and then I take k plus g scalar product of k plus g equals k prime dot k prime, like that. And so on the right-hand side, you just get k prime, but k prime squared is also equal to k squared. And on the left-hand side, when you do this scalar product, you get a k squared, two factors of k dot g, and a g squared. Then I can cancel these k squareds, and I get another form of the diffraction condition, and that's that two times k dot g plus g squared equals zero. And all I've done is I've taken this diffraction condition at the top, and I've rewritten it. Using this by squaring both sides.